Finally, today, we're headed into the long holiday weekend. One last gasp of summer fun, right? And here in New England, that has to include a visit to the nearest seafood shack.
Scallops will be ready in 2. 2 orders of lobster and an order of clams. Need a lobster roll? We need 2 lobster rolls.
Lobster rolls. I love them. So does Chicago-based food writer Steve Dolinsky. He gathered that sound we just heard, and it's actually not from New England. Steve's sampling the lobster further north in New Brunswick, Canada. So I asked him whether Canadian lobsters look any different than American ones.
Not that different. I mean, if you looked at 2 different lobsters from both places, you probably would have a hard time telling unless you're a fisherman. They do harvest a ton. I found out that in the 5 eastern provinces, they harvested about 140,000 pounds of lobster last year. But, you know, if you looked at the map, you would see the waterway along the Atlantic does sort of extend up into this area. So it's not like there's you cross the border and all of a sudden you get a more polite lobster.
They don't observe the border. They don't start saying A either.
I don't think the lobsters do. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. So let's get to the heart of this, the lobster roll. How do they prepare them in New Brunswick?
Okay, well, first of all, a lobster roll, just by definition, it's not a sweet roll. It's not a cinnamon or a pecan roll, just for people who don't really realize that. It's a sandwich. It's basically boiled lobster. They clean all the shell and cartilage off of it, so you just have the lobster meat. And typically a sandwich is about 3 to 4 ounces, and they're stuffed into a New England-style hot dog bun that has flat sides on either side, so you can kind of griddle each side in a little bit of butter on a flat-top grill.
What about the ingredients in the lobster salad? Besides the lobster meat, what other elements?
It varies. It's sort of like a chili recipe. You know, everybody's got a little bit of different variation, but I have seen everything from quite a bit of mayo with dill and a little bit of celery. I prefer just a teeny bit of celery just for some crunch. But then I've seen, like, there's a place here in St. Andrews, there was one called The Gables I went to, another called The Clam Digger, and very simply dressed, salt, pepper, a teeny bit of lemon juice. In fact, I went to visit The Clam Digger, and I spoke with Andrew Jacobs, the manager, and he kind of talked me through the construction.
Mix it up with just enough mayonnaise, like real mayonnaise, not dressing. You got to have real mayonnaise in a lobster roll, maybe a touch of butter. There's not much secret to it. Keep it lobster, keep it fresh.
So what's the scene like there at the Clam Digger?
Kind of what you'd expect kind of on the eastern shore, you know, clam bellies fried. They've got beautiful Bay of Fundy scallops fried. And then a lot of lobster rolls and just sort of, you know, French fries. And by the way, I should point out that the lobster rolls I've seen in New Brunswick are much more modest and a little bit more diminutive and, dare I say, a little bit more polite than their American cousins, because they're just not quite as hefty. I mean, a lobster roll in Canada I've seen averaging $10, and typically in Maine they're $15, $16. I mean, in Chicago they're $24, and they're heaping. But up here they have a nice ratio. As my son put it, it's got a good bun-to-lobster ratio, which I think is important.
They're tidy. They're tidy. They're not going to spill all over your front.
Exactly. They're very tidy, and they don't come with a lot of extra nonsense, and there's not a lot of extra filler. As Andrew said, it's just a teeny bit of mayo and a little bit of lemon juice, and let the lobster speak for itself.
Food writer Steve Dolinsky munching his way up the coast of New Brunswick. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hey, you betcha.